Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, I feel like this is right up your alley because it deals with women's restrooms.
Well, yeah.
Although I've been known to lurk.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, what
a
are you doing in here?
You are a creeper.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
They say in this story that public restrooms have become an unexpected center of female social interaction. Generating approximately 2.4 billion connections annually across America in the ladies' room.
Yeah.
Because y'all are in there getting all chatty, putting your lip gloss on.
Is that unexpected?
I mean, when you see somebody in the restroom, you at least say hi. Yeah. It's just kind of given. And
hey,
then
girl.
Sometimes that sparks up a conversation. A lot of time it's because of what you're wearing. Oh, love that necklace. And then, where'd you get it? Like, that stuff, you know, it just sparks a conversation. So,
this is saying ladies are having an average of 4 positive encounters on a monthly basis in a random women's restroom in a public facility with another lady. About 4 times a month. You're meeting up with a rando stranger in there. You're like, oh my God, I love your shoes.
Okay, I think that's a high number. I don't necessarily.
Would that be like bars and going, you know,
yeah,
the drunk conversations?
If people were out and about in the bar setting,
yeah.
I can see this a lot more. Like when you're out partying.
Your best friends.
You're all best friends. You meet best friends every night. So I would agree.
The most frequent exchanges include giving compliments, receiving compliments,
I like
sharing.
Your shoes.
Feminine products, and just generally providing emotional support. So maybe you're in there bawling your eyes out, or you had a bad day.
No, that's it. And then someone comes in and they're like, girl, he's not worth it. And you're like, thank you.
You
so
don't
much.
Need no man.
Yes, that is exactly it. There's a lot of camaraderie within the ladies' restroom.
Sure.
Especially when we're talking smack about you guys.
Yeah, like, you don't need no man.
Yeah.
Let's go get mimosas and charcuterie boards.
Exactly. Yeah. I tell you what, though, there is, and I don't know if it's like this with guys, but when you're in, like, say you're talking to the lady at the sink, and then all of a sudden you have to go into the restroom and do your little tinkle. When you're doing that, you don't talk, right? Like, that's where the conversation ends.
I talk constantly. I was just in the bathroom with our engineer, and we had a full conversation about what he's got to do today.
Midstream?
Midstream. Everything was great.
What?
Zip up, zip down, whatever. I was still going.
Because
I'd had a lot of coffee. And he walked over to the sink, was washing his hands, and we were still talking.
See, I just don't even think I have the concentration. Like, it's like
it's not that
one
hard.
Or the other.
Focus?
Like, I know.
I
my
don't even use my hands when
over.
I'm in there. I just stand
oh,
there.
Gosh.
I have my hands in my pockets, actually, at the urinal.
Against the wall?
I'm fine.
Windmill.
I'm completely fine. But that surprises me with you guys.
Yeah.
You're talking so much as you're putting on your makeup and talking about all the crap in your life and those great Lululemon yoga pants.
Yeah.
But, like, as soon as you hit the stall, it's
for
like
me,
done.
I don't know if other ladies feel this way. I don't want to speak for all of us, but for me, yes, I'd like to at least pause the conversation while I tinkle because it's hard.
Let me ask you something. I've seen a couple times in the men's room, which is unsettling. I'll walk there in there in the morning, and there'll be a dude like kind of getting ready, like doing his hair and you know, kind of primping for the day. Do you experience that in the ladies' room?
That's where you do it. Like it. And that's the thing, like, for me, I come in so early, you would think that I would be putting on my makeup a lot in there, but I am fortunate I get to do it at home, but I bring my makeup with me, just in case I need to do a touch-up a
little
later.
Yeah.
But I come in to this restroom specifically, we've got ladies who put on their full face when they get to work. Every building I've worked at, every building I've worked in, somebody does that. And I just think, like, again, it's maybe they're a busy mom and their kids keep them so busy at home that they don't have time to put their makeup on. So when they get to work, it's their first free moment of the morning.
Peace and quiet, too.
I completely understand. So, yeah, like, I don't currently put my makeup on in the bathroom, but I've been there. I've definitely been in that situation. So.
And you're on company time, so you're getting paid to put
It's
like that old rhyme that people go, they don't poop at home, they wait until they get to work, right? What is that rhyme? I make a nickel, boss makes a dime.
Because
that's why I
poop
on
company
time.
Time.
That's why they do it, Katie.